Hello everyone, this is Rich Cavallaro, here today to bring a podcast on the new second generation Victor Reader Stream portable digital talking book player from Humanware. I'm sure many of you listening to this know what the Victor Reader Stream is, but in short, it is a portable device that allows one to play various audio and text file formats, including DAISY, both audio and text, MP3, OGG, FLAC, iTunes, M4A, unprotected iTunes, that is, as well as TXT, HTML, DOCX, and BRF and BRL files. So what's new in the second generation? Well, the whole design of the unit has changed as far as the actual size of the unit. It's about 25% or so smaller than the previous generation. And you'll notice that immediately when you pick it up, if you compare both generations, the second gen is much smaller and sleeker. It has rounded edges, and it's made of a very nice feeling sturdy plastic. And when I first took it out of the box, I was very impressed with the overall size. So good job Humanware on the redesign of the casing. It's nice and sleek. Besides that, the speaker has been redesigned. It is louder on its higher settings, so you'll definitely be able to hear it. If let's say you're cooking lunch, you put your Victor Reader Stream down on a countertop, you'll still be able to hear your book, so that is very nice. Although it does have a louder output, it does have a little bit of a tinny sound to it. I've noticed that, and you'll get to hear what the speaker sounds like and judge that for yourself in a couple of minutes. Besides the louder speaker, the text-to-speech has changed, so they're using a cappella. This is Heather and Ryan are the two voices that are provided, and there are other languages available. Depending on what part of the world you live in, you can get other versions of the firmware. For example, there are voices for the United Kingdom and a few others that you can download off the Humanware website. Micro USB is also new. You use that to both charge and transfer files. And with the advent of that connection in Stream Generation 2, you will notice that transferring of files is much faster. That is definitely a big improvement. And also, it's nice that they've gone to such a generic standard is micro USB, because both the cable and charger, which can plug into the wall, are a very standard accessory. So if you ever need to replace one of them, you can do that in any electronics store, not have to worry about getting a proprietary AC adapter from Humanware. Also new in the area of features is recording. You can plug in a stereo microphone into the stereo microphone jack. This is also a combination line input, and you can plug in either one of those sources into this jack. And I will demo recording in just a little bit. So, before we get into the description, let's talk about what's in the box. In the box, you get the unit itself with the battery already pre-installed. You get a 4GB SD card already installed. You get the USB wall charger, two cables, a micro USB cable for connecting it to your computer, or the supplied charger. And you also get a short USB cable that you can plug thumb drives and cartridges into the unit. And you also will be getting a silicone case. At the time of recording, the shipment of streams in the unit that I was given here did not come with a case, but that is soon to follow and will be shipped to all customers who ordered a unit. So that is basically all you get in the box. We've talked about what's new as far as the features. Let's talk about a description of the unit. As I've said, it's much sleeker. It's 3.9 ounces in weight. The keypad layout has not changed at all. This very familiar Victor Reader keypad layout, with the exception of one button, and we'll get to that button in a second here. But starting on the top, you have the SD card slot, and behind that is the holes to which the speaker is located. To the right of the SD card slot is the headphone output. This is an 1/8-inch stereo output. To the right of the headphone jack on the right side is the microphone line-in stereo input. This is a combination jack that you can switch between microphone and line input in the menus. And the record button is underneath that. On the left-hand side, you have your traditional round power button, which also doubles as a toggle for volume, speed, and tone, and your up and down controls to adjust the selected value. So that's what's on the sides and the top of the unit. On the front of the unit, you have your go-to key, the new button, which is the round Wi-Fi button, or airplane mode button, that's how they call it in the manual, and that toggles the Wi-Fi on and off. To the right, you have your diamond-shaped bookmark key, and below that, you have your standard 12-key numeric keypad with two dots on the 5. That definitely helps for orientation. And below that, you have a horizontal line separating the sleep, key, which also doubles as the date and time button. And below that, you have your rewind, play, and fast forward keys in the traditional way, just as they were found on the first generation. Now, on the back of the unit, you have the battery door. This is a redesigned battery door. In the first generation, you had a door that you had to take off, and the battery was there. But the battery and the door are now one piece. There's a little latch that you lift up on, and the battery pops out, and it is in my hand. And I have it here, and it comes away, and now you just have the unit. And the battery and the door are all integrated into one piece. So, what I'm going to do now to put it back on is to lift up the latch, and I'm going to insert it, and put the latch back down, and it snaps right into place. So, very easy to remove the battery. I like the redesigned door. So now we've described the stream, and now I'm going to do is turn it on, and we'll show you a couple things here. So I'm going to now hit the power button, and hold it in until we hear a beep. And it's made a beep, and it should be starting up in just a second here.
Welcome to Victor Reader. Music. Folder 6.
The Allman Brothers Band, Beacon Theater, March 21st, 2012. Disc 1.
File 1.
011 Way Out.mp3.
So it started up, and this is an album that I copied over from my CD collection. So what I am going to do is...
Volume 15.
You can see that we are all the way up on the maximum volume. I'm going to turn it down a little bit here because it
12.
Was distorting a bit. And hit the play key on this track. Not going to have it play too long. So as you can see, turn the speaker all the way up here. Definitely a louder output. But a little bit of a tinny sound. Now, just like you did on the first generation stream, you have your bass and treble controls. You probably won't notice any difference on the speaker, but I can turn the bass all the way up. That would definitely be best heard in a good set of headphones. And you've got a treble control, and all the traditional ways of navigating music by using your 2 and 8 keys.
Level 2. Beat. Level 1.
The Allman Brothers Band. Billy Joel.
So you can see that you can navigate from folder to folder. I have my music organized by artist in level 1 and then level 2. Let's see if I go back to the Allman Brothers Band.
The Allman Brothers Band.
And if I hit the 8 key.
Level 2.
Beat.
File.
And now this is the file level, but if we go back up. Level 2.
The Beacon Theater, March 21st, 2012, Disc 2.
You can see that we can move from subfolder to subfolder, so that has not changed. And, of course, you're hearing the acapella Heather, which is a very nice sounding speech. And we will demo that next, as that is a new feature. So that is, by the way, a demo of the speaker. As you can tell, it's definitely louder, with a little bit of a tinny sound to it. So I'm going to go to the text bookshelf.
Bookshelf. Music. Podcasts. Text files. 1. Book.
Seeing Eye.txt.
This is the user guide for the Seeing Eye GPS app, which can be downloaded from the Sendero Group website. I'm going to hit the play key and have Heather read to you for a little bit.
Seeing Eye GPS user's guide. Getting started installation. Select the installation link after finding the app in the Apple Store and tap to install Seeing Eye GPS on your device. You will be prompted to confirm that you would like to install Seeing Eye GPS.
So that's at the default speed. I'm going to start it reading, and I'm going to speed her up a little bit. And you can see how when you sped her all the way up, how good the speech sounds.
GPS.
Speed.
Swipe to the cancel button and twice to the install button and follow the prompt. Registering your copy of Seeing Eye GPS when you launch the app for the first time. The registration screen will load. You will be prompted for your first and last name, email address, and state or country. Swipe at the here, enter first and last name, text field. Selected to bring up the keyboard and to input your first and last name. Towards the top of the keyboard, you will find
so as you can see,
next and close button. Select next to advance to the email text field.
Tone.
Use the
volume.
So you've got volume, speed, and tone. So as you can see, the speech sounds very good even at fast speeds. But let's not forget Ryan. We're going to hold down the 7 key. And we'll switch to Ryan.
Ryan.
And I'll do the same thing like I did before with Heather.
The keyboard to input your email, the at symbol and period are next.
And I'm
going to
hit the round button to adjust the speed.
Space key. Select next to advance to the state or country text field. Enter your state or country and select the close button top right of the keyboard. Continue. Below the state or text field, you will find an optional checkbox to indicate whether you would like to receive additional information on emails from the CNI. If you choose to submit, select the submit button. If not, select the close button. The next screen in the installation process is the welcome to CNI GPS page.
So as you can tell, voices sound great. And for reading a lot of text-based content from Bookshare, or material you've gotten off the internet, very, very nice. I think that that is one of this device's biggest strengths. I love Acapella, and I think it's an excellent text-to-speech engine. And of course, just like in the first generation Victor Reader Stream, you've got all your navigation elements, so I'm going to hit the 2 and 8.
Screen. Character. Spell.
And we can
word
navigate by word by using the 4 and 6.
Paste it as with any GPS application.
And use 4 and 6, you can
sentence.
Go to sentence.
GPS accuracy can vary widely and addresses can also be inaccurate.
And I'm gonna
line.
Go to
paragraph.
Character.
Screen. Character.
Space. GPS. Space. ACCU.
So you've got all the traditional navigation commands. That has not changed from the first generation to the second generation. So that is Acapella. I'm going to switch back to Heather.
Heather.
Because I personally prefer Heather for my text-to-speech listening, but that is personal preference. So that is the speaker and text-to-speech. Micro USB can't really show you much new on that since that's more of a hardware change, only to say that when you plug the stream into your computer, it will charge the battery off micro USB and also allow you to transfer files to the device, and it is much faster. Although, if you really want to charge it quicker, charging it off of the wall definitely will charge it a bit faster than your PC will. So next, let's cover Wi-Fi. This is a new feature of the stream. To turn Wi-Fi on, you tap the round button in between the Go to page and the bookmark buttons. I will do that now.
Airplane mode, enable.
And airplane mode is enabled. That's to say the Wi-Fi is off. So I'm going to hit the 7 key, which is the traditional Victor Reader menu button.
Menu, wireless. Airplane mode, enable. Airplane mode, enable.
And that's the only option we have because we have to disable it by hitting the 6 key.
Disable.
And now we're going to hit the pound key to select it.
Selected.
And now we're going to hit the 8 key.
Import a network configuration from file.
We can import a network configuration from file. This is done using the HumanWare Companion. At time of recording, that version of the Companion has not been released yet. By the time you hear this, it probably will be, and you will be able to, from the Companion, create a file you can import to the SD card with all your network settings. So if, for example, you have a long network key, you can type it in on your PC and then import that file to the stream's SD card.
Scan for available connections.
We'll do that in a minute. That's scan for available connections.
Create a new connection.
This is if you want to do, if you were creating a connection manually, that the stream would not find by scanning for networks. And by the way, the Wi-Fi chip is 802, both B, G, and N.
Airplane mode. Disable.
And we're going to go back to airplane mode. Now we're going to go down again. We've wrapped back up to the top of the menu. And now we're going to down arrow and scan for networks.
Import a network configuration from file. Scan for available connections.
And I'm going to push the pound key.
SSID.
Harbor Guest Network.
And we're going to down arrow.
KWSN Wireless. Upper Harbor Network. Uppercase. H-A-R-B-O-R space uppercase. N-E-T-W-O-R-K.
45%.
And you can see that it lists all the connections. This is the one I want to connect to. It does have a key, so I'll pause the recording and enter it. But you can see that the text-to-speech read it, spelled out the SSID, and the pre-recorded prompt told us the signal strength.
Enter password.
Enter password. So I'm going to do that now, and I'll be back with you in just a second.
Connected to
Harbor Network. Uppercase. H-A-R-B-O-R space uppercase. N-E-T-W-O-R-K.
Enter a nickname for this network.
And I'm going to call it Home. And I'm going to enter that by using the traditional text message style method of input you would on a cell phone. So,
H.
Two taps of the 4 for H. 3 for O on the
O.
6.
M.
1 for M on the 6 again. And 2 for E on the 3. I'm going to push Enter.
connected to
home.
There we go. Now, if I push the Wi-Fi button again.
Text files.
See.
Connected to Wi-Fi. Please wait.
Read it twice. It will now go out and check if there are any firmware
player
updates.
Player is up to date.
And it says player is up to date. Now, if I had any NLS keys on the server, which I don't, it would automatically download those. But one other way you can definitely check your internet connection is you can hit the 7 key and go back into the menu here.
Cancel.
Press online key to return to standard bookshelf.
And we're going to hit the 7 key again to go back into the menu.
Menu. Wireless. Airplane mode. Disable.
And we're going to up arrow.
Validate connection.
And this is a new option which you get when you're connected to a network. I'm going to push enter, and you're going to hear the following.
Completed.
Congratulations. You have successfully configured the internet connection of your Victor Reader stream. The text of this message has been downloaded from the Humanwar website into a book file named wirelesstestresults.html on your text bookshelf. You may delete this book if you wish. The time of the download was March 2, 2013 at 7:53:16 p.m. Eastern Time in Canada. You may revalidate the internet connection at any time using the wireless menu option on the stream and then selecting the Validate Connection item. Press the play key if you wish to repeat this message.
End of book.
And that indeed was downloaded. So I'm going to first show you how to turn off Wi-Fi. You first hit the 7 key.
Menu. Wireless. Airplane mode. Disable.
And I'm going to hit right arrow.
Enable.
And now Wi-Fi.
Selected.
Once we hit pound, select it and get out of the menu.
Leaving menu.
Is off. So that's really all you can do with Wi-Fi. Update the firmware and check if you have NLS keys available on the server. In the future, Humanware is hoping to expand this to allow one to download podcasts, stream internet radio, download books, some other content providers. But at this point, that is where we are with the Wi-Fi at the time of recording. Also new in the stream is recording. You can now record using a stereo microphone or a stereo line and source. And you can also record with the built-in microphone. There's at this point an oddity that a few of us are observing that we are currently at this time talking to Humanware technical support about. Some units, and you will notice this in mine, is if you listen with a pair of headphones, an odd whine, almost like a sound of a hard drive in the background. And we don't exactly know what is causing that, and we're currently investigating that with Humanware technical support as to why you hear this whine hard drive-like noise in the background when you're recording. So you will hear that. I'm just letting you know that is being looked into. Before I let you hear a sample of audio, let's go into the recording menu by hitting the 7 key.
Menu. Wireless. Airplane mode. Enable.
Oops, we're going to hit the cancel key.
Leaving menu.
And we're going to hit the wireless key to get back to the regular bookshelves.
Text files.
CNI.txt.
And I'm going to hit the 7 key.
Menu. Navigation and playback. Loop. Disable.
And all these options are as they were previously.
Skip. All. Play.
This has to do with skippable elements, and that allows one to skip various, say, page numbers and other parts of a Daisy book if indeed skippable elements were put into the Daisy markup.
Language. Text-to-speech voice.
Heather.
And you've got your text-to-speech voice, either Heather
Ryan.
Or Ryan.
Heather.
And you can adjust it from that menu or by holding down the number 7 to switch from voice to voice.
Recording. Built-in microphone file type. MP3 96 kilobits per second. Recording time remaining. 59 hours. 22 minutes.
So you can see that we have MP3 96, which is default. And it tells you how many hours are remaining based on the available space on your SD card. Let's hit the 6 key.
Wave 16-bit PCM. Recording time remaining. 8. Hours, 4 minutes.
So you can see less recording time remaining because Wave is much bigger, but it is uncompressed and the highest quality.
MP3 64 kilobits per second. Recording time remaining 89 hours, 3 minutes.
So another MP3 setting. I'm going to hit the 4 key.
Wave 16-bit PCM.
And I'm going to select
recording
that.
Recording time remaining 8 hours, 4 minutes.
And I'm going to select that.
Selected.
And now I'm going to hit down arrow.
External recording source. Microphone.
And you've got an external microphone source. Microphone is the first choice.
Line in.
Or line in for a stereo. Line in source. I'm going to choose microphone.
Microphone.
And I'm going to hit down arrow.
External recording mode. Stereo.
You've got an external recording mode, stereo.
Mono.
Or mono.
Stereo.
Push 8 again.
External recording file type. MP3 192 kilobits per second.
That's the default.
Recording time remaining. 29 hours, 41 minutes.
Push 6 again.
Wave 16-bit PCM.
That's the highest quality.
Recording time remaining. 4 hours, 2 minutes.
And that is stereo. You remember it said 8 hours, but that was because that's a mono wave file. It's a stereo wave file.
MP3 128 kilobits per second. Recording time remaining. 44 hours, 31 minutes.
And we're going to set this to wave.
Wave 16-bit PCM.
And I'm going to hit down arrow.
Record built-in microphone file type. Wave 16-bit PCM.
And I'm going to hit
recording time remaining. Selected.
Pound key to select those options and hit the star key to exit the menu.
Leaving menu.
And now we're going to switch to the Victor Reader Stream's internal microphone. Hello everyone, this is Rich Cavallaro doing a test for ACB Radio's main menu. This is the internal microphone, and we're recording in Wave. I'm just turning up my headphone output. You cannot adjust your input. It's an automatic control, but I'm going to be quiet and listen to the oddity that I was talking about with the wine. It definitely is there, especially if you're listening on headphones. You may not hear it as much if you're listening on speakers, but if you listen on headphones, you will definitely hear this. So this is the built-in microphone, and you actually are able to monitor now through the output. You can, if you plug a set of headphones in, you will be able to hear yourself in real time. So now what I'm going to do is to switch to another source. My Sound Professionals BMC-12s. These are binaural mics that I wear on the sunglasses and that are flush with the sides of my head. To really get the full effect of these microphones, you will want to wear headphones. I have some thoughts on recording that I will speak on more after we've done the test. So let's switch to the SPBMC-12 binaural microphones from the Sound Professionals. And again, listening with headphones is recommended. Thank you.
And this is a short demo of the Sound Professionals SPBMC-12 binaural microphones. For the full effect of how these binaural microphones sound, I encourage everybody to have a set of headphones on when they're listening to this part of the review. But this is how external microphones sound with the Victor Reader Stream with the new stereo input that is on the right side of the device. You will notice that there is a lot of background noise, and that is not from my environment. For some reason, and this is one of the other oddities in recording, even with external sources, there is still a lot of background noise, and the level is very quiet. This part of the podcast will not be normalized, so you can hear how it sounds exactly from the stream without any processing done in post-production. I think, and you'll hear me say this again as we continue on in some more comments as far as recording, that this is an area that needs a bit of work. Thank you. Now on with the podcast.
Okay. I want to make some comments about recording. I think that if you listen to the binaural recording and the internal mic recording, I think, like me, you'll be disappointed. I was really hoping for better. I think that this is the one area that I think could use some improvements. I heard the whine in both the external and the internal mic tests, and a lot of hiss in the external microphone tests that I did. I hope that this can be addressed, especially the whine issue. I really don't understand why that is coming up unless this particular unit has a defect. So before we wrap up this podcast, there's one more feature I want to demonstrate, and that is the date and time feature. That is accessed via the sleep key, which of course, as I'm sure you remember, you can use that to set the stream for a predetermined amount of time, and then the unit will shut off. You also, by the way, have a custom option, so in addition to 15, 30, 45, or 60 minutes, you can enter a value from 1 to 99. You can put a custom sleep value in if you so desire. I'm going to push the sleep key now.
10, 12, p.m. 2, March, 2013.
So that happens to be set right, but I'm going to hold down the sleep key.
Date and time settings. Set time.
And we're going to do that by pushing enter.
10, 12, p.m. Enter hour.
1.
Enter 10.
0. Press 1 for AM. Press 2 for PM.
And we're going to push 2 for PM.
2. Enter minute.
We're going to enter 1, 12.
2. 10. 12. PM. Confirmed. Push, set time.
Push down arrow or the 8 key.
Set date.
Set date.
2. March 2013. Enter year.
And we're going to enter 2, the year on the keypad, 0, which is 2013. 1,
3.
Push enter.
Enter month.
And we're going to enter 03, which 3, is March.
Enter day.
And we'll enter the 0, second, which it 2, is.
2. March 2013. Confirmed. Set date.
Push down arrow.
Advanced time settings.
In that menu, you have two options, one being able to choose 12 or 24-hour clock, and the daylight savings option. This will allow you to move the clock forward or backward 1 hour. This will not automatically be done, so you will have to do this manually. I'm going to hit the star key to get out of the date and time menu.
Leaving date and time settings.
And that is how you set the date and time for use with the new clock feature on the Victor Reader Stream. And I think we have just about covered everything new in the stream. It is priced at $369. You can get it at Hemaware.com. Also check with your local Hemaware dealer around the world. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. And if you have any comments, I'd be glad to hear them from you. You could email me, richcav, R-I-C-H-C-A-V, 1014, @gmail.com. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a great day. Bye.